Welcome to a special series on the 500 Seconds to Joy podcast called Walking Through Scripture. Each week you will hear from a lovely friend of mine for a few minutes so you can be encouraged in your faith walk. These guests are helping me out while I take a break to prepare for the arrival of our newest baby. May you grow in your faith today, and don't forget to give the guests some love. All the links are in the show notes. Now let's get started.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sterling J, and I am a Catholic mindset coach for moms, and I want to share some wisdom with you today. So I want to talk about one of the biggest lies that we tell ourselves as moms. And there are three big ones, but I'm just going to share one with you today. And that lie is when we are standing in the living room and someone's crying, or it's 5:30 and everyone's upset and you're tired and they're tired and everyone's hungry and we're all kind of done with the day, but we have two more hours to go. We tell ourselves, it'll be better later. And we tell ourselves this lie in a lot of different ways. It'll be better as soon as I get to 7 o'clock. It'll be better as soon as the youngest is out of diapers. It'll be better as soon as the youngest is in school. It'll be better as soon as we're in a different house. We all have a long list of when we think our life will be better. But here's the thing. It is not better there than here. Whatever hang-ups we have here, whatever ways we have not learned to manage our mind or regulate our emotions, we're going to carry it with us into that next situation. And that is why people who come into a lot of money are not any happier than they were before. It is why when you buy a new house and you're so sure that the new house will make things better, in general, you are the same. And that's okay. It's actually really great news. And the really great news is that you can learn how to manage your mind right now so that you can be happy and calm and content and satisfied no matter what's happening around you. And I have 6 children, ages 9 to 1. So trust me on this. If I can be happy in the middle of my circus, you can be happy too, no matter what's going on. And if you can learn how to do that, you get to take that anywhere you go. And I think one of the greatest examples of this is St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was literally singing after they injected acid into his veins. He was singing as he began to die, because he knew to have hope and love and joy in that moment, which for a lot of us would have been so scary and paralyzing and filled with fear and doubt. And I don't know what he was thinking, but it was something like, I'm going to see the Lord soon. Everything is okay. This is exactly what should be happening. I'm doing exactly what God wants me to be doing. And we can have wonderful thoughts like that, even when our toddlers are melting down or our teenagers are slamming doors or we just had a really painful conversation with our husband. We can choose what we think in our brains. And that makes all the difference. It is not better there than here. You can learn how to have peace and joy. And the Bible tells us this over and over and over again. You can learn how to have peace and joy right now, during the witching hour, even when you're tired and maybe, you know, you have given up sugar recently and you have a headache and all the cards are stacked against you. And I'm not saying that to put extra pressure on you to perform and get it right. I'm saying that whatever thoughts you're telling yourself right now, you're choosing. And so we can choose different ones. So a thought I used to have all the time is, this is hard. This sucks. I don't like this. I don't want to do this. Get me out of here. And I would think that about, you know, that hard time of day or the young ages of my children. And it almost was like I was trying to climb out of my own skin. I just didn't want to be there so badly. But then, of course, the way that I showed up, believing that and thinking that, was so much worse. Then instead, in the middle of the worst time of day when people are crying or someone has just broken something, thinking, I love our crazy circus. That's a thought I really enjoy right now. Like, I love it. I didn't want any children until I was 25, and then I wanted two. And I told my husband that. I said, I'm not going to have, you know, a whole bucket of kids. I don't want a Catholic man. And here we are with six, and that's a long story, but I love it. I chose it. It was because I started spending time with big families, and I was like, that looks fun. I want to do that. And so now I look at them, and I'm like, this is my circus. This is exactly what I wanted. And you have to choose all of it. You have to choose all of it and enjoy it. And tell yourself, I am living my dream right now as I'm watching all of them. Of course kids break things. Of course they cry. Of course we're all a little bit cranky when we're hungry. And that's totally fine. And this is exactly the life that I wanted. And I'm enjoying it right now. And that doesn't mean I'm having fun or I have sparkly feelings. But as I look at the circus and they're making noise or they're breaking things, I just have to remind myself that this is just exactly the life that I wanted, and it's just the phase that we're in right now. And I used to tell myself that the next phase would be better, and I just don't do that anymore. I just tell myself, this is my circus and I love it right now. So mamas, I want you to really just take this scripture verse in, because we hear it a lot, but hopefully after listening to me today, it sounds a little bit different. Whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You can learn how to manage your mind. You can learn how to manage your life and enjoy it and have that peace and joy in any moment that God promises us. So I'm praying for you. If you want to come learn more about what I do, you can come check me out at www.madeforgreatness.co. And you can also look up the Made for Greatness podcast, where I teach you lots more things like this to help you enjoy your day-to-day life. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Walking Through Scripture series on the 500 Seconds to Joy podcast. Make sure to give this guest some love. I'm so grateful to these guest hosts who are taking over during my maternity leave. Definitely click subscribe. Tune in again next week. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. Bye for now.